fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Let's hit the waiver wire.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and T.
Waiver wire for Fantasy Week 16 Championship and for some of you, semifinals. Anybody playing into Week 17? Dave, Heath?
No.
Not me.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, none of those leagues this year for me either. Hoping to have Jamie Eisenberg on in just a little bit. We actually just got off the air with Pete Prisco, the CBS Sports senior NFL columnist who's on the Pick 6 podcast. We're going to air that interview tomorrow at the end of the Wednesday show. We asked him about how Dallas is going to do against Seattle, how Blake Bortles is progressing. He's a Jacksonville guy. He has a radio show with Tony Baselli in Jacksonville, so he's very familiar with them. Asked him about Tom Brady and why his stats are down, and there's a prominent player that Pete thinks is playing through an injury. You're going to want to hear that. That's on tomorrow's show. Today, we'll give you your waiver wire help to get you to win that championship. We'll go through all the big news and all the major injuries, but first, let me ask you this, guys. Who do you think has scored the most fantasy points this year? Actually, why don't you put them in order? Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, Josh McCown.
McCown, Brees, Ryan.
I'll say McCown is first. Yeah, McCown, Brees, Ryan.
Wrong! It is Brees, McCown, Ryan. But how about Ryan? Number 17 quarterback in fantasy this year? Ugh, we'll talk about that game in a little bit. All right, in PPR, who do you think has scored the most points? Julio Jones, Marvin Jones, or AJ Green?
Something tells me this is a tricky question, just like the first one, and we're supposed to say Marvin Jones first.
I will say Green, Julio, Marvin.
I'll say Green, Marvin, Julio.
Julio actually has the most fantasy points in PPR. He's got a ton of catches, and he's got, like, he might have the third most yards, but only three touchdowns. It's weird. They're all within four fantasy points in standard scoring, Julio, AJ Green, and Marvin Jones. But Julio has the lead in PPR. I was surprised to see that.
Well, I'm just going to say on Matt Ryan, we'll keep this trend going into next year. I'm going to draft a ton of Matt Ryan next year in the 11th round, as everybody's saying he's not a top 10 quarterback anymore.
It's pretty interesting, though. I mean, we actually did talk about this with Pete. So you know what? Why don't we save that discussion for tomorrow? You can hear what we had to say with Pete Prisco. It's very interesting what his take is. All right, hey, let's get down to business. So, hi, good morning. How are you guys?
No, I'd be doing better if I didn't lose to Heath in two of my semifinals.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Go ahead, have your fun.
Congratulations.
He's gonna make noises.
I got one little yeah out. It was a long, long night last night. I struggled to get out of bed this morning. A lot of anxiety, but pulled it out. So,
congratulations.
Hey, yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
Wish I could say the same thing. Get your Christmas shopping done.
Nope. I only have to buy for one person. My wife takes care of all the rest, and I have failed to do that.
All right, good. Well, I did that last night as well, so I was successful with one thing. Now, the big news. What's the deal? What's the deal with Leonard Fournette this week, guys, at San Francisco?
Go ahead, Heath.
We are currently ranking him as if he is going to play. Ian Rappaport said that he would only miss this week, and he would be back in week 16. So we are ranking Leonard Fournette as if he is going to be active. We are, as you like to ask, do you expect Leonard Fournette? At this time, we do.
I said, what's the deal? I didn't say, do you expect, though.
Well, that's the deal. He's going to play.
Okay, cool. Aaron Rodgers may not play this week. Uh-oh. They have been eliminated from playoff contention. He took a lot of hits. So we will see. But I think if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play, I suppose if Devon, no, you're not going to start anybody in that game for the Packers if Rodgers doesn't play, right?
Probably not. I can't imagine there'd be a single person that you'd feel good about.
I don't like the chances of Devontae Adams getting back either.
Right. Like if they're going to pull Rodgers, why would they rush Adams back?
Because he'd be the one guy.
I'll tell you who I'll play is the Vikings DST.
Oh, I meant Packers.
That sounds good. And Latavius Murray, who I don't have ranked high right now, he's tied to Aaron Rodgers. If Rodgers plays, I think he keeps the Packers in it, and I'm worried about Latavius having a good game. And if Rodgers is out, then Latavius should get a ton of work.
Yeah. Now, if you have the Vikings DST and you're thinking, oh, they're going to Lambeau, they're going to play Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to drop them, do not drop them because there's a chance they're playing Brett Hundley and they could have a monster game. Ezekiel Elliott is back, and he's ripped. But Jason Garrett didn't say how much he'll use Ezekiel Elliott this week against the Seahawks. Is he going to be in your top five?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. I think he's exactly number five.
He's exactly number one. He's playing Seattle. That defense got toasted by Todd Gurley, and I figure Dallas will do the exact same thing. Just give Zeke and those fresh legs lots of work.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the guy that did the toasting. Todd Gurley is number one.
That's certainly fair. Antonio Brown with that partially torn calf, you can safely drop him, right? If you play into week 17, would you drop Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not coming back during the regular season.
Right. Nope.
I'd be kind of surprised to see him in the postseason, to be honest.
Okay. Keenan Allen is expected to play this week, but linebacker Denzel Perryman for the Chargers, he will be out this week, which is good news for Bilal Powell, who you might see on your waiver wire. Hunter Henry has a lacerated kidney, could miss the next two games. Doug Martin was in a lot of Bucks news. Doug Martin was inactive last night for a violation of team rules. We will certainly talk about Peyton Barber. DeSean Jackson was on crutches and in a walking boot after the game due to an ankle injury. And you better believe that DeSean Jackson and O.J. Howard getting hurt helped Mike Evans last night. And O.J. Howard got hurt. He left with a foot injury. So Cameron Brate's going to be a popular waiver wire guy there at Carolina this week. If you play into week 17, keep an eye on the Eagles. So I guess I probably should have. I apologize. I'm assuming if they win, they get the one seed.
Correct.
Okay. Then they could rest their guys in week 17.
My hunch is that they will play their starters for a half.
In week 17. Yeah.
Now, and since they're playing Oakland at home this week with the number one seed on the line, they might play their starters for a half this week too, because halftime of that game, it's probably going to be 31-0 Philadelphia.
All right, but what if, so they play on Monday, the Vikings play on Sunday. If the Vikings lose at Green Bay, then Philadelphia locks up the one seed. If the Vikings win and the Eagles win, what happens in week 17? Is it over?
Wait, the Vikings and Eagles are still tied, right?
No, the Vikings are a game back. They're 11-3, the Eagles are 12-2. So if both teams win this week, do the Eagles clinch? Do we know?
No.
All right, let's see if we can look that up, and figure that out. Theo Riddick and Lions guard TJ Lang are unlikely to play this week. They've got that cake matchup against the Bengals, so there could be a Detroit running back you might want to pick up. Rex Burkhead will not play this week. It's not looking great for Tyron Smith, the Cowboys left tackle, as the Seahawks come to town. And do you expect the following players? Tevin Coleman?
Nope.
Damian Williams?
Nope.
Also no.
Devontae Adams, we talked about. Marquise Lee, Allen Hurns?
Nope.
No to both.
Chris Hogan?
I kind of think, like, we're not ranking him, but I kind of expect him to come back.
Amari Cooper?
Nope.
No.
Emmanuel Sanders?
Nope.
No.
And let's get to our waiver wire priorities. Heath, who do you like at quarterback this week? Or Dave, whoever.
Well, this is such a rare and wonderful situation. If you have struggles at quarterback, you have a chance to add the second best quarterback in fantasy this year, Carson Wentz, available on the waiver wire in 61% of leagues, just coming off a 4-touchdown performance. Great matchup against the Oakland Raiders at home. I love Nick Foles.
He called him Carson Wentz earlier.
Well, it's easy to get those two confused. There's really not much of a drop off.
It's really a lot of it had to do with who he played last week. But guess what? He plays the Raiders this week, and it's an amazing matchup. And I agree with you. Foles is great. I think Joe Flacco is playing really well right now. He's got a great matchup. He's at home against the Colts on Saturday. I could see him having another 2 touchdowns and 250 yards. He's done that now 3 straight games, 20 plus fantasy points. That's real good. Tyrod Taylor, I guess, makes the cut as another quarterback to look at, but I don't like him nearly as much as Flacco and Foles, and I would rank him Foles, Flacco, Tyrod.
I think,
and I would take all three of those guys over Garoppolo. I know we made a big deal about adding Garoppolo. I would move on from him if you're streaming quarterbacks.
Dave didn't read the email about who was doing what positions, Adam. Jimmy Garoppolo, I would actually add over Tyrod Taylor.
Interesting. Why?
I agree with what Pete said. And I think
we don't know what Pete said yet.
Wait until Wednesday to see what Pete said and see what I agree with. No, the Jags just clinched a playoff spot. They're traveling across the country to face San Francisco. And even when they've won big the last couple of weeks, they've had a couple of lapses in the secondary. I don't think Garoppolo is going to be good, but I like him better than Tyrod.
And Blaine Gabbert had a good game against Jacksonville, right? I mean, he scored, like, I think 22 fantasy points.
Yes.
And that was their other cross-country. He scored 20 fantasy points. So, okay. But, you know, the prizes here are Foles and Flacco. You both like Foles over Flacco?
Oh, yeah. Foles is top 10 for me.
All right. Now, in shallower leagues, you might be able to get Blake Bortles. He's about 82% owned. And you might still be able to get Case Keenum. They're both 83% owned.
Yep.
So how would you guys rank Keenum and Bortles with Nick Foles?
Foles over both.
Keenum, Bortles, Foles.
Hmm. All right. Heath Foles is Heath's favorite. Okay. Those are good options, though. Are there any quarterbacks that are typically like must-start guys that you would start these waiver wire guys over?
Tom Brady.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What? Dave.
Yeah. Telling you.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let that fry in your noodle for a little bit.
I was going to say Dak. So
I'm with you on that too.
But that doesn't really feel relevant anymore. I think
Dak,
we should just spend the rest of the show on this Tom Brady thing.
Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
I would start Foles over Drew Brees and Matt Ryan and Cousins and Goff and Keenum. But yeah, I'm probably just going to go ahead and start Tom Brady.
Okay.
Why?
Is
it because he's good and because he's won 5 Super Bowls and he doesn't eat strawberries? We're just going to completely ignore the fact that he's not nearly as ferocious statistically.
He's the number 3 quarterback in fantasy.
That's great. What does he rank over the last 3 weeks?
Well, what did he rank the 3 weeks before that? He scored 28 or more fantasy points in 3 straight games.
And I'm not saying that the Patriots are going to lose. They're at home against Buffalo.
I do think it's...
And I think the Bills' defense is okay. I think the secondary is starting to come around. I think their run defense sucks.
If we, which we often do, use the terminology, this is their second straight road game, we might want to be careful. Or this is their third straight road game, we might want to be careful. When a guy is coming off of 3 straight road games, shouldn't we give him a little bit of a pass for that?
He won 2 of them.
Well, I understand, but he wasn't statistically awesome.
There's a difference between the team being happy with how he's doing and fantasy owners being happy with how he's doing. And I know this is the championship week, and this isn't what anybody expected to say to start Blake Bortles over Tom Brady. It sounds like I'm playing a joke on everybody. And it's up to you what you do with your team. I feel very comfortable with the matchups that all 3 of the quarterbacks, and throw Flacco in there too. Why not?
Flacco over Brady.
That one I might come back and change my mind on. But the other 3, I think I'm all in. I think that Foles has been great. I don't see the Raiders knocking him off his launch point. I think he's going to do great. I think Bortles has a great matchup against that 49ers secondary. And I think Keenum has a great matchup against that Packers secondary.
Can I just give you a stat, though, that it's almost like the Buccaneers. I feel like it's 9 or 10 games in a row where the Bucs haven't given up a big game to a quarterback. The Raiders, only 4 quarterbacks this year have scored more than 19 fantasy points against them. Now, the ones that have had, like, monster games. But, you know, it's just something to keep in mind. They don't have a good pass defense, but for some reason they don't give up a ton of fantasy points to quarterbacks.
Because they don't have a good run defense either. And Philadelphia has proven to be a team that can throw the ball very efficiently.
Well, and Philadelphia is doing this weird thing, and I've kind of scoffed at it numerous times, but they get close to the red zone and they just throw the ball in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
They are not, like, some teams run more in the red zone, and I would guess if we went and looked at their run pass splits closer to the end zone, we're going to see that they pass a lot more, because they have, I think, 12 passing touchdowns in their last 3 games and no rushing touchdowns.
Sounds right. I can look it up.
That's a good point. All right, and the last thing, just to back up Dave a little bit on the Brady thing, they should be able to run the ball all over the Bills, so maybe that hurts Brady's stats. Let's go to the running backs. So I sent the email. I said, you've got this position, you've got this position, you've got this position. Jamie was included on that email. He's not coming in on today's show. So, Heath, I think you had running backs originally, right?
I had quarterbacks and wide receivers.
I got some running backs for you.
We'll just work together. And running back is a pain in the ass this week.
Heath.
What?
You said the A word.
I apologize. It is a total and complete and awful pain this week.
There you
That's
go.
That's better. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. That's how I feel about it.
All right.
Spoiler, by the way, they say that word in The Last Jedi. Couldn't believe it when I heard it.
Yeah,
really?
Hopefully.
I just thought that was crazy.
I'm tired of hearing about it. Yeah. Kerwin Williams.
Where to get it?
If he plays, if he's okay, then he is by far and away the best option. But we don't know if that's going to happen or not. A home game against the Giants should be a good game flow, should get plenty of work.
All right, let me give a little disclaimer first. Because when Heath talks about the best options, he's talking about players who are owned in less than 65% of leagues. So I assume if you saw Giovanni Bernard out there, we don't know about Joe Mixon's status.
But even he isn't. Like that's what I'm saying. Like Kerwin, we don't know if he'll play. Gio, yes, would be tops. But we don't know if Mixon's coming back. Yeldon and Ivory would be interesting if Fournette was out, but we don't expect that now.
Okay.
It's not great.
All right, so we'll come back and we'll go in depth, but give me like three guys you could see yourself putting claims in for.
Kerwin, Barber, Teon Green.
What about Abdullah? 82% on which Lions running back would you prefer if they were both available?
My expectation from what we saw last week is that Abdullah is going to fill the Riddick role and Green is going to get the early down work.
Okay. I'm not even sure if that's how it'll shake out. I think that might be how they start the game. And then if Abdullah looks good in the Riddick role, they'll just go back to him.
They like the fact that Teon Green, when he gets the football, runs forward and tries to hit a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Amir Abdullah would like Doesn't to break the big play.
No.
Every play.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem. All right, so Dave, give me any running backs, or what would your top three priorities be?
Well, I think Williams is that first guy if he's healthy, and if he's not, then you're going to see a lot of Elijah Penny and DJ Foster, where Penny will work first and second down in the goal line, and Foster will work the passing situations. Foster's already been working the passing situations for Arizona, and it's a great matchup against the Giants. Speaking of the Giants, Wayne Gallman has actually become a thing, and it's not because he's getting a lot of carries. He's getting a lot of catches,
mm-hmm.
and they're starting to feature him a little bit more and more. You saw Orland Starkwood score a touchdown last week. He only had 6 fantasy points because of the touchdown. He had 7 carries for 9 yards. That stunk. Gallman could end up getting a nice chunk of work here at Arizona as the Giants begin to look forward.
Yes.
And then we don't know. We're ranking Leonard Fournette as if he's going to play. There's nothing that suggests he's even going to practice at this point. So you might want to be a little careful, and with Chris Ivory leaving last week with a hand injury, we don't know how serious that is. Maybe grabbing TJ Yeldon with your third or fourth waiver claim this week could make some sense.
Sure.
Because if Fournette's out and if Ivory's out, guess who's in?
Yeah. Now
the San Francisco, it's not the best matchup.
No, it's a terrible matchup right now.
Yeah.
6 straight games without allowing a touchdown to a running back.
But Adam, it's a running back who's going to get 20 touches.
I know, but the last 4 games, Eddie Lacy, 5 fantasy points on 17 carries. Jordan Howard.
That's good. That's good for Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, 3 fantasy points on 13 carries for Howard. 5 fantasy points on 17 carries for Lamar Miller. 5 fantasy points on 18 carries for DeMarco Murray. Their run defense has actually been really good.
You know why?
Why?
Because their quarterback isn't putting them in terrible situations defensively.
And their pass defense is horrible. Horrible.
It's really fallen off, and that's the reason why I like Bortles better than Brady.
Okay.
That's like a huge factor.
And then in shallower leagues, we'll talk about them, but keep an eye on Bilal Powell, 73% owned, facing the Chargers without Perryman. Keep an eye on Jonathan Stewart. The Packers have been awful, and he's 80% owned. And by the way, to back up Dave's Gallman point, Cardinals have allowed 40 or more receiving yards to a running back in 6 of their last 8 games. They've struggled with that. They are great against the ground game, but they struggle with running backs in the passing game.
And this should just, maybe we should have started talking waivers with this point. This is the time of year you're playing in your championship or your semifinal. You need to pay attention to what your opponent needs off of waivers.
Yeah.
And you might want to try and play keep away. So if your opponent, let's just say they've got...
I cannot believe you're doing this.
Why?
You put me on blast without mentioning my name on Twitter for picking up and
dropping...
Hold on,
dropping. What you did was completely different.
No, it wasn't. You said...
No, you were adding and dropping tight ends.
No, I did not drop one. They're all 4 still on my roster.
I thought you had added them.
I did not drop any.
I didn't know that you didn't drop them.
Dave, nope.
Well, they're all on my roster.
Then in that case, I take it back, and I didn't get
no,
your name.
No, it's not enough to just take it back. You owe Heath a public apology right now.
All right, hold on. Let me get myself ready here. Hold on. Heath.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that you kept all those crappy tight ends on your roster. And frankly, I should be thanking you for leaving Benjamin Watson, because Watson had a great game.
Yes.
And it doesn't really matter anyway, because whether I had Benjamin Watson or 6 Rob Gronkowskis, you kicked my A word in both of the fantasy leagues we were in. I think that you're a really great guy.
Thanks, Dave.
Even when you smell like coffee.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
I would love to, I would love to smell like coffee.
You have no idea how much this means to me.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's go to wide receivers. Dave, give me three wide receivers.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, yeah. I don't want him.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. Let's start with who's in Jacksonville? Dede Westbrook, Keelan Cole. Those guys were awesome. They've been awesome. I know Westbrook wasn't awesome for fantasy owners last week. Whatever. It's a great matchup against San Francisco. You've got to go get them. And Antonio Brown is out. You don't want him. Martavis Bryant, 53% owned right now. That number is going to shoot up. People are going to gravitate toward him, thinking that he's going to be the main guy against the Houston Texans. And I think he's decent as a number two, number three receiver this week. Certainly has potential to get you 10 fantasy points. Kendall Wright and Chris Moore are two other guys that if you're in a PPR league, especially with Wright, he is he's come alive. He's getting a bunch of catches over his last couple of games, and Chris Moore is going to end up being the number two receiver in Baltimore against the Colts on Saturday.
And I will just add my favorite wide receiver on the waiver wire is Mike Wallace. He has been so much more reliable recently. We don't expect Jeremy Maclin to play.
Correct.
The Colts are arguably the worst pass defense in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't even look at what they've done in the past because their secondary is so depleted. So, yeah, it's a great matchup for Wallace, for sure. Yeah, anything else? So, Mike Wallace there. All right, let me give you two more names real quick. They're owned in about 75% of leagues. One is Robert Woods, and he'll be facing who do they have this week? I'm sorry. They have
The Rams are at Tennessee.
Tennessee, right. And the other is Marquise Goodwin, who's facing the Jaguars. But listen to this. There have been four wide receivers with double-digit targets against the Jaguars. They have scored 11, 15, 8, and 14 fantasy points. They were Hopkins twice, Antonio Brown, and Corey Coleman. So Goodwin, you know, he's gotten double-digit targets in two straight or two of his last three. Would you leave him on waivers, or would you start him against the Jaguars? And what about Robert Woods, 76% owned?
I like Woods more than Goodwin, but I was prepared to drop Goodwin completely out of relevance this week against Jacksonville. And I don't feel that way anymore. He's a low end number two wide receiver. I'm still starting Goodwin over Dez again this week.
Okay. All right, guys. Tight ends. This was supposed to be a Jamie. No, this was a Heath one. I gave you running backs or I gave you quarterbacks?
You know what? I don't care what you gave me. I'm going to give you tight ends.
Give me tight ends. Yes.
Eric Ebron. I think I don't necessarily want to say that I'm buying into Eric Ebron because every time I've ever bought into Eric Ebron in the past, it has gone poorly. But he's getting, I think he's got the most targets on the Lions over his last three games. He's been relatively reliable in PPR recently. It's a good matchup against Cincinnati just because they don't have anybody healthy on their defense. So Ebron will be my first choice. Cameron Brate is 69% owned. He'd be my second choice. Especially if Howard and Jackson are out, I may even move him up to number one. But for now, he'd be my second choice. And then, oh, wait, never mind. I hadn't gone far enough down the list yet. Charles Clay's back.
Oh, what? Boy.
Charles Clay is back.
What?
Oh, he had 64 yards, four
yes.
catches?
Yes. That's an awesome day for a tight end.
He's back. He's facing a team that hasn't given up more than five fantasy points to a tight end in eight straight games.
Him. He would have caught that pass Jesse James dropped.
That's true. But even if Jesse James had caught that pass, he would have had, I think, 7 points.
Charles Clay's back.
But you're
Charles Clay's back.
Charles Clay over Cameron Brate and Ebron?
I'll put him third on the list.
All right. All right.
He's like 100th on the list.
Well, I mean, Jared Cook's
he's
on
not
the list.
100th.
Charles Clay rhymes with no way. But not really.
Not really.
All right, Dave. Is there one guy that you think we need to know about other than Brate? Other than Ebron, Brayton, Clay?
At tight end?
Yeah.
I mean, you can maybe make the case for Garrett Celek, but it's not that exciting. Benjamin Watson isn't bad. What's wrong with Benjamin Watson?
The guy
who should have taken down Heath. Sorry, I'm bitter.
No, Antonio Gates should be mentioned.
Yeah, Gates, absolutely. Yep. Gates is at the Jets. Ben
he
Watson's
score
facing
a touchdown.
Watson's facing a team that's allowed 7 touchdowns to tight ends.
Did you say where you ranked Ebron this week, Heath?
Top 10.
Me too.
Yeah. I had him 10th last week.
It's scary.
He's fine.
He is fine.
Tight end's awful.
Okay. DST. So, Dave, who are some DSTs you like this week?
I think Chicago's an interesting option. They're at home. They're against Cleveland. You obviously know how DSTs traditionally do against the Cleveland Browns. And I don't think they're a great unit, but I don't think they're terrible either. They've made my top 12 for this week. The Lions have also made my top 12 because of Cincinnati and how bad they are. They're on the road, though, so I might not feel so great about them by comparison. The Cardinals, if they're still out there, they get the Giants at home. I don't believe the Giants are as good as, or as, certainly as productive as they were last week. So
I love the Cardinals. Love them.
It's a tricky week for
like
defense.
The Cardinals. It is a little bit because there's no slam dunk streamer.
The Cardinals are my first choice, and I've got them as a top, them and the Bears both as top five defenses this week.
Wow, I've got the Cardinals in my top five, so maybe I'm wrong. There is a slam dunk streamer, and then Bears are top 12, Lions top 12.
What about the Chiefs?
Chiefs would be a good one. Are they? What's their ownership percentage?
Less than 65, because they're number two. Number one then
against Miami. It's pretty clear that Cutler is. He might throw an interception in this game. I'm just going to put it out.
I'm going to guess he throws three.
Chiefs are 62% owned. So you got the Chiefs, you got the Cardinals, you got the Bears, who have had three good games in a row, actually, and now face the Browns. And then Jamie also thinks the Redskins are worth streaming, 37% owned. They have the Broncos at home.
If it's Paxton Lynch, I wholeheartedly agree. If it's Brock Osweiler, then...
It's amazing how clear it is, but Brock Osweiler is clearly their best quarterback.
Yeah.
It's amazing that the word Brock Osweiler and best was used in the same sentence.
You best not start Brock Osweiler in fantasy. About
two
that.
QB leagues.
Dave, IDP suggestions.
Well, let's start at the defensive line with Anthony Lanier of the aforementioned Washington Redskins. He's been great the past couple of weeks. Ryan Davis in Buffalo, Malik Jackson in Jacksonville. And that's a real thing. Jacksonville.
Hello. No way.
Can you do that again?
Malik Jackson in Jacksonville. They're all pretty good. And they're out there in a ton of leagues, so if you need defensive line help, go get them. Linebacker isn't quite as exciting. Robert Quinn is the best of the ones that are free agents in most leagues. And in a lot of the dynasty keeper IDP leagues, he's already owned, so you're not going to find him. But you might find Zach Vigil, and you can go with him if Zach Brown is still out for the Redskins, or Matt Judon of the Baltimore Ravens. My two favorite IDPs to add this week are both defensive backs. Quandre Diggs in Detroit, he's moved to safety. His production has gone way up. And Jeff Heath of the Dallas Cowboys.
Heath.
Three good games in a row.
Oh, and the game-saving play against the Raiders.
Yes.
Great play. Great play.
Great name.
All right, Quandre Diggs and Jeff Heath.
Jeff is a great name.
Are Dave's favorite IDPs. And for kicker, Jamie's got Josh Lambeau, Phil Dawson, and Dan Bailey in his column. Also, Robbie Gould is only 33% owned. He's been killing it lately. So
I told you he was a guarantee on FanDuel.
Yeah, yeah, it was a great call. But
What's his price this week?
Facing the Jaguars, so you never know.
Hold on, I want to see if he's still 4,500.
Okay, you let us know.
I'm just going to blurt it out when I find out.
To recap, quarterback, we like Nick Foles, and not in this order necessarily, but these four guys, get one of them. Foles, Bortles, Keenum, Flacco. Running back's a little trickier. You got Kerwin Williams, who's banged up. Peyton Barber. Did you guys talk about Peyton Barber? Did I completely forget about that?
I have a Robbie Gould update, everybody. Stop what you're doing. He has moved up in price on FanDuel to 4,700.
Oh, okay. Now he's too expensive.
I mentioned him in my top three. We didn't really talk about him. It's a terrible matchup, and I wouldn't be surprised if Doug Martin steals five touches next week, maybe eight. Charles Sims is still the pass-catching back. It's a desperation play.
Okay, so that's Peyton Barber's at Carolina. Wayne Gallman in PPR. You can look at the Jacksonville guys. You can look at Teon Green or Amir Abdullah. And we'll give you some more names later. But don't forget about Jonathan Stewart, who's 80% owned, and Bilal Powell, 73% owned. I mean, Jonathan Stewart, the Buccaneers have completely fallen apart on defense. They are injured. They are bad. And Devontae Freeman had a huge game.
But who's the primary running back?
I mean, look, it's not a great option, but I think Stewart's got an opportunity to score.
Yes, I'll rank him ahead of Peyton Barber, probably.
And average 5 yards per carry. Also, at wide receiver, we got Martavis Bryant, we got Mike Wallace, we've got the Jacksonville guys, Dede Westbrook, Keelan Cole, Jaden Mickens if you're desperate. We'll give you some more names later, but also keep an eye out for Robert Woods. And Rishard Matthews is 68% owned. He'll face the Rams. That's a tough matchup. But we got more guys to discuss. Tight end, it's Ebron, it's Brayton, it's Clay. DST, Arizona, and Chicago are the winners there in Kansas City. Those are the three big ones. IDP is Quandre Diggs and Jeff Heath. And just told you about some kickers to keep an eye on, like Dan Bailey, Josh Lambeau, Phil Dawson. News and notes. Eli Manning will start this week, it seems. It's not, a guarantee, but it's likely to start. Drew Stanton's going to start for Arizona. We didn't talk about him. Drew Stanton against those Giants. What do you think?
If he's the best option on the waiver wire, I'm probably Stanton Pat.
Okay, thank you.
I why don't you try that again? Because I don't know if I got it.
I can't.
You tried to say Stand Pat.
Stanton Pat.
Yeah, I like it. Carolina linebacker Thomas Davis suspended two games for his hit on Davante Adams. Oakland, actually, that's kind of interesting. That makes it a better matchup for Peyton Barber, no?
For sure.
Man, yeah, still not great, though. Oakland left tackle Donald Penn left with an injury in the first quarter. James Conner is out for Pittsburgh, so if you play into Week 17 and you want to back up Le'Veon Bell, it's Fitz Toussaint.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. The Bucs guard J.R. Sweezy left with an injury. They also played without Levante David and Gerald McCoy on defense. The Titans want to go no huddle. Open things up a little bit.
Well, Rishard Matthews suggested that they go no huddle.
I think it was basically that we'd rather have Mariota calling the plays.
Right.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Linebacker Anthony Hitchens for the Cowboys left with an injury. Seems to have a better chance to play this week than Tyron Smith.
I wouldn't be Hitchens your wagon to him in the fantasy playoffs.
Well done.
Perfect.
Bravo.
Best I've pun. Had like four puns set up ready to spew. Yes. Like I guess we can't pen the Raiders playoff hopes to their O-line.
Good. Let's see what we can do. Let's come up with a pun for Atlanta-Tampa Bay. Atlanta 24, Tampa Bay 21. I was jonesing for Julio this week, but he really let me down.
Well, I was worried that I would be shut out of my fantasy championship game in one of my leagues, but after what Devontae did, I'm a free man.
Heath, anything for you?
Wouldn't you be a free man if you lost and didn't have to dedicate
time
to
fantasy? No, I'm free to go to the finals.
You're free to go to the finals.
Perfect.
That was good, Dave. I can't do anything with that. Yeah.
Well, if you need a running back this week, you probably shouldn't barber shop.
Yeah.
All right. Takeaways from Atlanta 24 and Tampa Bay 21. Anybody? Anything? Anything?
Look, I think Jameis is continuing to play some really good football. We all expected him to kind of flop. I didn't have him in my top 12. I don't know if you did.
No, he's like 13 or something.
Yeah. So we were close having him as a top 12 quarterback. He played great. Almost 300 yards, literally a yard shy, three touchdowns. And this is without DeSean Jackson and without OJ Howard, other than the one catch that Howard had. I think it kind of tells you that he's feeling a lot better. He restored our faith in Mike Evans, who didn't have double digit targets, but did have eight, and he scored. He could have had a much bigger game.
Oh yeah, he had an almost Safarian touchdown.
Yeah, so he almost back had a monster.
Does he understand what the rules are regarding pushoffs?
No, he doesn't. No,
he doesn't really get that at all. He's called for two of them in this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs a refresher. You know how many yards Jameis Winston is averaging this year? If you take away the two games he left early with an injury,
312.
Lower.
Yes, 294.
Yeah, I was going to say close to 300.
It's pretty awesome.
And he's been good for fantasy, good to great for fantasy since he came back from the shoulder injury.
But he scored three fantasy points against the Panthers in the first meeting. Now, I think they're a pretty beatable pass defense, but would you go with a waiver wire guy over Winston this week? Because Winston might be available. He's 86% owned. He might be available in some leagues.
As of now, I would, but I reserve the right to evaluate him further and move him up or down.
Yeah, the guys that play on Monday night, where they are in our rankings on Tuesday morning is not where they are going to be.
Oh, I'll tell you where he was before the game. He was like 18th.
Yeah.
And now he's 13th.
Okay. So finally, are we back to trusting Mike Evans?
Yes. The answer is yes. And you should have been trusting him anyway.
Oh.
You didn't have to call him a number one fantasy receiver, but he still should have been in your lineup.
I would be interested to see how that game plays out if DeSean Jackson and O.J. Howard play the whole game.
Right, yeah.
I am moving him up for sure. I was trying to decide before the game whether I was going to rank him or Kendall Wright at 38th. And so he's moved up into the A.J. Green area, but that's not top 10.
He's top 10.
What do you think about Adam Humphries this week?
I think I like Godwin better.
Okay.
You ever hear about the barbershop quartet that sang outside?
No.
In the cold?
No.
They were the Humphries.
Okay. So... All right, then. We're moving on. I just want everybody to know that I sat Mike Evans for Marquise Lee. Yeah, so there's that. Dallas,
see, because his name is Humphrey.
Did you miss it? Did you miss the playoffs because of that?
Yeah, let's check.
I think you should go check and see.
You don't even know if you made the playoffs?
No,
he knows he lost.
I lost the semifinals game. No, I didn't. How many points did? No, I got. No, I didn't.
In a PPR league, you had 18.
Did you get girlied?
No, I would have lost by 13. Will had a huge game.
Okay.
He had Jameis, he had Gurley, he had Hop, he had a huge game. Okay, so Dallas 20, Oakland 17.
I'm terrified of even thinking about starting Dak this week. He really regressed Dak to his old ways, throwing two interceptions in this game. And the volume is just not there. 27 pass attempts. We talked about this last week. He's not throwing the ball enough.
He's not, but he's never been a guy who's posted great fantasy numbers because of a huge amount of pass attempts. He's always been very efficient.
I understand.
He's had a lot of games where he's thrown under 30 pass attempts and still gave you what you wanted as far as fantasy goes. What I'm worried about is now that he's had this bummer of a game that Dallas still managed to escape with a win, and here comes Ezekiel Elliott, does the play calling shift to a far more conservative approach?
It would be hard to get a lot more conservative. He's got 27 or fewer pass attempts, three of his last four games. But there's no way
I'm not feeling good about starting him.
Okay. The reason why I saw some potential for him to struggle is because he really did not play well against the Giants. Like, he had a huge game. He had 30 fantasy points, but it was 32. It was very deceiving.
Yeah.
Very deceiving. They struggled for almost the entire game.
Yeah, it was two big plays on Yak.
I felt like he could overcome all that this week against Oakland because Oakland's defense was so bad.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do it. That's why I loved him.
Dez Bryant is just not that good.
No, Dez is not.
He's a touchdown or bust wide receiver.
Right.
Yeah.
He's kind of bad in some ways.
Any takeaways from the Raiders? Derek Carr had his longest run of his career, and he had 47 rushing yards. I gave him 20 fantasy points.
Every bit of it for those fantasy points.
Yeah. He almost had a huge game if he didn't fumble. He had an 8-point swing at the end there, although he wasn't really going to score, but, could have ended in a touchdown that drive, but he really didn't play well. That's the point. He hasn't played well all year. So they're at Philadelphia. I know Manning just carved them up, but I'm assuming you're going to be kind of hesitant to start some Raiders this week.
Well, I'm
very hesitant.
I'm looking at the forecast, and it looks like a high of 48 in Philadelphia this week.
Oh,
so
you're going to play the
We
Derek
are probably
Carr
going to pull. Stay away from Derek Carr.
Is he going to freeze?
Okay. That's getting worse here. All right, I think we can be done there.
Yeah.
We'll talk about those guys later in the week. Let's do an email. Email of the day, number one, from Chris in Portland, Oregon. My buddy asked me to do his keeper auction for him because he was vacationing in Europe. I ended up getting him a $3 Kamara, $4 Hunt, $1 Watson, plus Gurley, Michael Thomas, Devontae Adams, and he's now in the championship. Should I ask for a portion of the prize money or just be satisfied with my work well done? That's what I'm leaning towards.
Oh, I would definitely hold this over his head for the rest of his fantasy football career and tell him the only reason he won the league is because I drafted his team for him. And I would make reference often that some of that money should be mine.
But there is somebody listening to this podcast right now who I helped with their team.
Yes.
And I am proud to have helped their team advance to the championship. And I wouldn't dare ask for a nickel.
It's different.
Kind of your job, isn't it?
It's your job. Like, it's what we're made
but
for.
But I'm helping a friend with his
hope,
team.
I hope there's more people than just him that have listened to us.
Well, I would hope so, too. Otherwise, you know, I don't want people to.
Imagine if we get a cut of everyone's
that'd be nice.
Championship winning.
No, the cut that we get is people who stay and listen to the podcast.
But this guy,
that's what we're doing.
This guy is just his buddy. He's just...
So Heath,
people.
You would take
it should a, be suggested to the buddy to take him out for a nice dinner.
Heath, beers. you would take a Weasley passive aggressive approach.
Absolutely,
okay. I would.
That's me.
See, I wouldn't. I would just satisfaction of a job well done is worth something too.
Email of the day number two.
But a nice dinner doesn't hurt either.
Dave, I hope you're paying attention to this. It's from Philly in Winnipeg.
Oh boy.
Hey Adam, sorry to bug you, but I never got a phone call from Dave for guessing STP core. I didn't know if I was supposed to reach out to him or he was going to reach out to me.
Yes, you're supposed to I followed you back on Twitter, you nudnik. DM me. Jeez.
Okay.
Wait. I'm not going to take it away.
Wait.
What am I waiting for?
This very nice Canadian that starts off with sorry to bug you and sounds apologetic for even asking about the fact that you didn't call him. At least let him get his whole email read.
I know. You guys are busy people. I didn't want to bother you. I'm
such a nice guy.
Knocked out of all my leagues, so Dave won't even be able to give me fantasy advice or anything if we do have a phone call, since that's the case. I was wondering if it's at all possible that I can have one of the spots in next year's Listeners League for guessing the album and the band right. If not, that's cool.
Oh, this is perfect.
No, I'm not doing it. No.
Wrong.
No.
You are.
No.
Pipe down there, curly
He's
hair.
Sharing a team with you.
He is sharing a team with me.
Okay, fine. That works. Philly, congratulations. Well, you are
that's
sharing
what you
a
say,
team.
But
that's
you also said you're going to call him.
No. Now I got to find him on Twitter.
Oh, man. Philly,
hey,
DM
pal,
Dave.
Guess what? Well, you know what, Philly? If I'm following you, go on Twitter, DM me, say who you are. We're about to be best friends.
Awesome. All right, approve the move. Just say yes or no or approve or disapprove or whatever. This is from Chris C. Grab Trey Burton in anticipation of the Eagles clinching and resting their starters for Monday Night Football.
So I just cleared this up just to make sure there's no confusion. If Minnesota loses, Philly is the one seed.
Yes.
They're not resting their starters for two consecutive weeks.
I don't think so either. Yeah. But they could rest them for parts of 2 weeks.
I really kind of doubt it, but it's possible.
Doug Peterson said they'd like to get third-string quarterback Nate Sudfeld some work. So don't be surprised if the fourth quarter in a meaningless Eagles game belonged to Nate the Great Sudfeld.
Yeah, I think Carson Wentz can get four touchdowns in the first three quarters.
Carson Wentz.
All right, but I don't know about the Trey Burton thing. I disapprove of that move.
I do too.
Disapprove.
Yeah, disapprove. From Jack
Unless
Lane.
The guy in your league doesn't have a tight end, then you just add all of them.
Oh, nice. Just don't drop any of them. Antonio Brown. Drop Antonio Brown for Keelan Cole.
Approve.
Trevor Davis.
I can't believe it. What a weird year it's been.
Add Keelan Cole and play him over Doug Baldwin or AJ Green.
Disapprove.
I wouldn't do it over Baldwin, and I don't think I'd do it over Green.
From Jason, have Keenan Allen and Devontae Adams and Tate. Drop Marquise Goodwin for Crowder, Mike Wallace, or Martavis Bryant.
Why are you dropping Goodwin?
I would drop.
Drop Tate. And if Devontae Adams doesn't
drop
play,
Tate
dropping
against
him too.
Drop Tate against the Bengals?
Yeah.
No.
Tate's not that good.
I want Mike Wallace out of this group. And I think we'll have some information. Assuming Devontae Adams is just not practicing in the protocol today, which is what we expect, I'm probably dropping Adams for Wallace.
And I would drop Tate for Bryant.
Yeah, and you should be fine
with
Keenan Allen.
Both.
Keenan Allen should be fine.
We need to talk about this a lot more. You got to play keep away with your opponent.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, so that's why I feel like everybody knows. But you're right, you do. From
just
Alec.
Don't do the add drop.
Just be prepared that somebody in your league might send out a tweet to 100,000 people saying that you did something you didn't do.
And then you'll have to apologize for it on your podcast.
All right, shush.
That was sincere, by the way.
Drop Cousins for Bortles.
Yes.
Okay, this is from Christopher. Drop Ingram for Greg Olson.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay. From Scott W. Start Foles over Cousins.
Yes.
Oh, that's obvious.
Approve. Back to the waiver wire real quick here. We'll pick up any scraps. So this is from... Oh, this is one of my reading emails. All right, here's your waiver wire. Keenum, Bortles, Foles, and Flacco. Those are the guys we like. Tyrod Taylor scored 3 fantasy points in his first game against the Patriots. So I'm not sure how much we want to trust him. Jimmy Garoppolo against a team that allows the fewest fantasy points quarterbacks. What about if these guys are available? Marcus Mariota, 84% owned. And what do you think about Mariota this week against the Rams?
I do not like.
Eli Manning at Arizona, any interest?
No. None.
Drew Stanton against the Giants, any interest?
Not at all. Nope.
None.
Nope.
No, no, thank you.
And Brock Osweiler at Washington, if he plays?
Yes. Yes, please. Oh, wait, no.
Over Stanton and Eli.
Okay. All right. Running backs. So, Giovanni Bernard would have a really good matchup against Detroit, who's actually been better against running backs the last 2 games, but that's against Tampa Bay and Chicago, and yeah, they were terrible before that. Jonathan Stewart with that great matchup against Tampa Bay, he's 80% owned. Bilal Powell, how excited are you about Bilal Powell this week against the Chargers?
I'm not.
Excited's the wrong word.
This is not a clear cut situation. They used 3 different running backs last week, and it's mission impossible to figure out who's going to do what and when.
I think one thing that's been pretty clear is that the Jets are going to use Bilal of their running backs on a regular basis and keep them involved.
Yeah, puns apparently are your forte, Heath. Very good. Kerwin Williams, the Jaguars guys, Peyton Barber has a bad matchup even with Thomas Davis out. Wayne Gallman in PPR is interesting. Teon Green. I mean, if you get Amir Abdullah or Teon Green, You got an opportunity here. I don't know who's going
to
be.
You're probably handing
that.
Your fantasy trophy over to the other guy.
Can we do a prediction segment?
No,
real quick?
I need to say something. With the current state of the Bengals defense, they might be the worst defense in the league.
Yes.
With the current state of the Lions offense, their run game has been frustrating for the last 2.5 to 3 seasons.
Right. Look at what Theo Riddick did each of the last 3 weeks. He was actually on pace for a pretty big game before he fumbled.
Yeah, but he's not playing.
I know, but he's not that much better than Amir Abdullah or Teon Green. He's not that much better than anybody.
His roles were far more defined than these.
If you gave Adam Azer 15 carries against this Bengals defense,
he might get you 1 yard.
32 yards.
32
yards.
No,
you would not get 32 yards.
I think I get 32 yards.
I think you could gain 1 yard.
One last running back we haven't talked about at all, and I just want everybody on record. How many touchdowns is Mike Gillisley going to score this week?
No, I was about to mention him, actually. You're
it's
right.
It's the revenge game against the Bills. He's got fresh legs.
I can't believe we just said
he's
that.
He's got fresh legs. I put it at one over under 1.5.
Yeah, I'll take the under.
Who's, no Rex Burkhead. That's the most important
They
part.
Get the ball at the 1 yard line. Who do you expect they're going to hand it to?
Deion Lewis.
I don't.
Wait, did over under 1.5, that was yards or touchdowns?
Touchdowns.
I might take the under on both. But no, if you need a Hail Mary, Mike Gillisley is a Hail Mary for sure. And Javoris Allen is a bit of a Hail Mary against the...
He's a better Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Because he's actually been getting carries.
All right, wide receivers. If you saw these guys on waivers, shallower leagues, would you pick up Sterling Shepard at Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I'd be nervous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one wide receiver has more than 68 yards against the Cardinals in their last 5 games. It's DeAndre Hopkins. Maybe 4 games. And he only
just gave 555 and 1 to Jameson Crowder.
See what happened when on that touchdown?
Patrick Peterson fell down.
Yes, I know you read that in my notes, but yes, you probably saw that as well. Patrick Peterson fell down. Sterling Shepard seems to only have good games against the Eagles, but fine. Sterling Shepard is 84% owned. Robert Woods, 76% owned.
Yep, go get him.
Rishard Matthews, Rams, against Rams this week. He's 68% owned.
Not as excited as I am about the other guys, but I would add him.
I liked him last week, and I think he's got a decent chance to be effective this week. Not as good.
Randall Cobb, 68% owned.
Not really.
Because it's going to be, what if it's Hundley?
Yeah.
Like, I might double back for him once we know the deal with Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, if Rodgers plays and Adams is out, Cobb's very interesting.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would still like Shepard and Woods more.
I can't imagine I'd have a league where I wouldn't be starting Robert Woods.
Yeah, I can't imagine it, but it's because I have a lot of Mike Wallace.
You'd rather have Mike Wallace than Woods?
He's playing the Colts. He's going to get double-digit targets with no Macklin.
I'll take Woods.
I mean, Marquise Goodwin and Kendrick Bourne just had 100 yards against Tennessee.
That's true.
I got no beef with Wallace over Woods. Fair enough. And then the guys we've already talked about are Wallace, Westbrook, Martavis Bryant, Keelan Cole, Jaden Mickens, Kendall Wright, Eli Rogers. Oh, we didn't talk about Kendall Wright and Eli Rogers. Wright facing the Browns, they're awful against number ones. He's had two good games in a row. And Eli Rogers, just if you need someone, they're at Houston this week.
Eli Rogers is a desperation play, and Wright has 17 catches on 24 targets, 188 yards the last 2 weeks.
He is
slotting it up.
I think he's too low on this list. I would put him ahead of Jaden Mickens.
I think it really depends on what type of league we're talking about, because in PPR, 15 to 20 fantasy points the last 2 weeks. He's clearly been a part of what the Bears are doing now on offense after being not that.
Borderline number three.
Okay.
And don't drop Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah, I think he could still do fine. Tight ends. We got Cameron Brate, Eric Ebron. Well, Eric Ebron, Cameron Brate, and then like Charles Clay, Ben Watson's worth a look. Tyler Croft, Jamie's got on here because Detroit's allowed 5 touchdowns to tight ends in the last 5 games. And always got to see who's facing the Giants. And that would be Ricky Seals-Jones. What do you guys think about Jesse James? Texans allow the 5th most fantasy points to tight ends. No Antonio Brown. What do you think about James?
Right. I like it. Think about this. He had 5 targets last week, which is pretty good for any tight end and certainly for James. And everybody knows about the touchdown he almost scored. If he had scored that touchdown, how would we view him this week in a favorable matchup? We'd say, oh, this is the guy you got to get. He just scored a touchdown, blah, blah, blah. So I think he's a pretty good option this week with Antonio Brown not there for the Steelers.
Cameron Brate or Jesse James?
Brate.
Watson or James?
James. James and PPR for sure.
Okay.
And in standard, I'll say the exact same thing. James.
DSTs, Chiefs, Cardinals, Bears, Redskins. What do you think about the Chargers, 81% owned at the Jets?
They're top 12, but second consecutive road game going from the West to East Coast.
Feels like a trap game.
It's a little bit, little scary.
Okay. No Perryman also. That doesn't hurt. Help. Patriots are 80% owned. They had a big game against the Bills in the first meeting. What do you think about the Patriots?
Not bad.
Also top 12 for me, but I am starting all of the streamers you mentioned except for Washington over them.
So that'd be the Chiefs, the Cardinals, and the Bears.
But if it's Paxton Lynch, you'll probably make that change, right?
It'll be close. I don't actually think Washington's defense is very good at all.
I don't either, but I think Paxton Lynch stinks.
Yeah, and honestly, like I'm not sure I'd start the Steelers. They've had 4 bad games in a row.
I agree.
Against the Packers, the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Patriots. Those are not, other than the Patriots, those are not teams you expect them to struggle with. So they're at Houston. I'm not sure I'm starting the Steelers. They're 85% owned. And I'm not starting Minnesota if Aaron Rodgers plays. No way. Okay, week 17, if you need a DST, Buffalo's at Miami. If anybody drops Minnesota because they're at Green Bay, they have the Bears next week. Pittsburgh has Cleveland. Dallas is at Philadelphia, and the backups there for Philadelphia could be playing. Detroit has Green Bay at home, and that could be a Hundley game. Patriots have the Jets. Kansas City's at Denver. There are enough streaming options in Week 17 where I don't think you have to stash anyone.
Does that really matter?
What?
The Week 17 thing, because there's no defense for playing in Week 17.
But
that was pretty good. And I already told you about the kickers, Lambeau, Phil Dawson, Dan Bailey. Let me see if I can read some emails here, guys, real quick.
I think you can, Adam.
Pete,
I believe in you.
Thank you. Yeah, I needed that. Pete from Tinton Falls. Is there any way Adam can work in Africa by Toto into one of the upcoming podcasts? It would be enjoyable for all. You think it would be enjoyable?
Well, like this was, you're going to do it now, right?
How do you work it in?
Well, I'm thinking about Big Ben, right? Ben Roethlisberger. Gonna take a lot to start you away from home.
You, wait a minute, Heath. He thought about what he would do.
Yes.
He planned something out. He found a player to use into that tune and that lyric.
Yeah, he's been working on
and
that
he
all week.
Belt, I don't know if it's all week. It might have been
yesterday. I saw it this morning or yesterday. I'm fine with it. I'm comfortable with what I've done.
Okay.
Here's an email from Andrew.
I think your singing was so bad that wild dogs
cry
out.
Thanks, Pete. Thank you. Thanks, Pete.
Here's an email from Andrew. Sterling Shepard or Martavis Bryant this week?
Shepard.
You kind of want to say Shepard. Right?
I kind of want to say Bryant. What if Shepard gets Patrick Peterson?
Then Peterson would be playing in the slot, which isn't what he always does. I bet you'll see Peterson on Engram.
I don't know.
Oh, to hell with it. Go with Martavis Bryant.
All right. So Dave says Martavis. Heath says Shepard. This is from Jordan. I have Bortles, but would you pick up and start any of these guys over Bortles? Garoppolo, Stanton, Mariota, Flacco.
No.
No.
All right. This is from Nick. And I'm reading these just straight from the inbox. I haven't proofread them or anything. Actually, this is from P. Jones from the Circle City. I've been riding high with Kareem Hunt, Mark Ingram, and Alvin Kamara, but this week I get Ezekiel Elliott back. So
well, you gotta sit one of them.
Yeah, who do you sit? Kareem Hunt, Ingram, or Kamara?
Hunt.
Oh, I don't know. I love Hunt's matchup against Miami.
Well,
is
sure.
It PPR or non-PPR?
I don't know.
If it's PPR, I would sit Ingram. And if it's not, do you sit Alvin?
I'm sitting Hunt.
Who are your top two in that group? Hunt, Ingram, Kamara, Zeke.
Zeke and Hunt.
Assuming that it's a standard league, I would say Ingram and Zeke. If it's a PPR league, I would say Ingram and Kamara.
How can you get away from Kareem Hunt after what he did last week?
I understand.
Playing at home, second week in a row. Dolphins on the road, second week in a row.
It's the third week in a row at home for the Chiefs.
Dolphins, just absolutely dreadful defense. Really, really not good defense.
Yeah, I don't think...
They're the armpit of defense.
I would like to clarify something by saying that I would rather start two of the top five running backs in fantasy this year. I'm not saying anything bad about Kareem Hunt.
Okay.
He's going to be very good.
I think I'd start him over
Falcons Ingram. On the road second week in a row, too, for what it's worth.
Yeah, Ingram gets like 12 carries a game, so he's awesome, but we are making really tough calls there. That's a tough one. Ken in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, PPR, start three. Allen, Funchess, Goodwin, Shepard. So sit one. Allen, Funchess, Goodwin, Shepard. Who are you sitting? Keenan Allen, Devin Funchess, Marquise Goodwin, Sterling Shepard.
Probably. You said sit one?
Yeah.
Yep, sit one.
Probably sitting Goodwin.
Oh, man, really? I know he's got a tough matchup, but...
I need to look a little bit more into Funchess and where I've got him this week because I didn't have the it's a great matchup, a little worried about volume. I still think I'm sitting good one.
I think I have Shepard ranked the lowest of them all so far.
All right, you thought that was hard. Kirk from Ohio needs to sit one in a half PPR league. Thielen, Jeffrey, Baldwin, Marvin Jones.
Jeffrey.
I might say Jones.
Against the Bengals. They're the worst. What about Baldwin? The Cowboys have been pretty good on defense lately.
I can't see Baldwin having another terrible game.
Yeah, but that is a tough one. That is a really tough one.
Thielen and Baldwin are both top 10 for me in PPR.
All right, guys. Good luck, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll give you some tough calls. We'll air that interview with Pete Prisco. For Dave and for Heath, I'm Adam. See you later.
Goodbye.
See ya.